There's a hacker right here.
Hold on a second. Oh, yes. Here's what they sound like.
Oh, dear.
Damn hacker.
This guy calls. He wants money. The FBI is looking into this, and the major antivirus software companies are updating their security measures this week to try to keep up with this latest threat. Hundreds of...
You know, go ahead and look at my email, I say, because there's never anything good in there.
No, yeah, I don't have anything.
And the reason is all it's stuff that no one would care about. It's
right.
Like notes for me to Rob and Beth Ann and my wife and I and all my friends. Whenever I get anything, any spam,
yes,
I never open it up.
Good, right.
Never.
Good policy.
So I've never had to worry, even though sometimes, gosh, those headers seem so
tempting.
So tempting.
It's like, big boy, I love you. Mm-hmm. Open me up.
Attention, Don.
Uh-huh.
We know you like big breath.
Yes. How do they know that?
Like, how can you not?
Yeah. Do you ever get the email come-ons that are like in Arabic?
No. No, that's
Jesus, Rob.
Wow.
I don't know.
You better report that to somebody.
Perhaps it's the website you're visiting. I don't know. Hundreds of thousands of Bank of America and Wachovia bank accounts may have been compromised. New Jersey police say Orazio Lembo got account information
by
convincing upper-level bank employees to sell it to him for $10 a name.
What was his name?
Send it to me, please.
Orazio Lembo.
Guilty.
He cross-referenced the information that he bought from American banking people with a debt collection agency list and sold the matches to law firms and collection agencies. Orazio and seven bank employees were arrested last month in a sting operation.
It's a lot of fun.
Good luck to you all.
Mm-hmm.
But your nation is more secure thanks to former Steely Dan and Doobie Brothers band member Skunk Baxter.
Jeff Skunk Baxter.
Let's hear it for Skunk.
Jeff Baxter could play that funky music, and he's become one of the world's best-known counterterrorism experts.
Now, is this the guy that's like the lead singer of China Grove?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, okay.
With the big mustache?
Because I get my Doobie Brothers mixed up.
And he doesn't tour with them anymore.
No, hey, he's busy with this. At the age of 56, the musician still wears a beret and a ponytail when he goes to his many meetings. He's just not comfortable in a necktie.
Okay, now everybody knows who he is. Now that you said the beret, everybody knows that's the Doobie Brothers.
The government digs this guy as much as the fans who helped him earn 8 platinum records. Defense Department officials say they like Skunk Baxter's creativity, his ability to think outside the box. They say he's able to think like a terrorist. And he says, quoting
that's
him...
That's quite a compliment.
Quoting him...
Thank you!
Quoting him, I'm told I make a very good bad guy. Officials apparently don't mind his liberal use of profanity. They say the guy really knows what he's talking about. Jeff says he makes a good living and earns a lot of frequent flyer miles. He flew 230,000 miles last year, doing sneaky Jack Bauer stuff, no doubt.
Cool.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
I like that.
And the CIA is trying to get a hold of Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald, not as bright. For the second time in 2 weeks, U.S. military jets have intercepted a plane violating Washington, D.C.'s restricted airspace.
Anybody see the guy interviewed this morning?
Yeah, that poor sucker.
Boy, that guy, I mean, I think he can't hear the dinner bell.
The guy from last time or the guy?
No, the guy from last time.
Right, right.
I mean, he was just clueless.
But did you see the new guy?
No, I haven't seen the new guy.
I feel
Canadian.
Go ahead, Lou. Yeah, and also let me just say, guilty because of that, but still, let's continue.
Well, this time the Senate called a brief recess, unlike last time when the White House, the Capitol, and the Supreme Court were evacuated. The pilot in the May 11th incident has just lost his license for being a dumbass. The pilot in yesterday's incident is getting off with just a warning, since he only flew into the airspace to avoid bad weather, already having lost his radio and some other electrical functions to a lightning strike. Now, D.C.'s no-fly zone extends for a 16-mile radius around the Washington Monument, and today here in Washington they're talking about new procedures, new protocol for shooting down planes that enter that airspace.
This guy, the one thing he did say is when they held up the frequency...
Which guy?
The May 11th guy evacuated the whole Capitol. Mm-hmm. The older guy, first of all, he's not a pilot, trainer. He's not a flight instructor. He said he's not, and where that came out, he didn't know. He also said when they held up the frequency for him to tune to, he tuned to the frequency and wasn't able to reach anybody.
Was it 106.7?
Yeah, it was ours.
That may have been the problem.
He was just too high.
You know, I think I mentioned it before, but it bears repeating. That John Stewart. Now, sometimes, you know, he goes overboard with the buzz stuff. And I'm a Democrat. Even after a while, I go, God, give it a friggin' rest. But John Stewart had the most brilliant thing. Where he said, after the first guy came through with the airplane, he said, well, after 9/11, 3.5 years later, we've got a great plan for emergency. Let's take a look at what happened yesterday in Washington. And then it was him going, run for your lives!
It was hysterical.
Yeah, it was funny.
So you got to think, though, really, that just 2 weeks ago this happened.
Yeah.
Now, it happened again
yesterday
with another plane.
Right.
Shouldn't we have some type of...
A plan?
Of like at least like a pointer. You know what I mean? Like a laser pointer.
Right.
Shouldn't we at least like...
Laser pointer for what?
They're okay. Using that.
Here's what we do now. No.
You what do you mean there? What are you doing?
They're starting to put lasers on the ground to warn pilots that they've entered
a laser pointer.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You get a big industrial laser pointer, and what you do is you really make a big square around this 16-mile area so that the only person who's not going to see it is Stevie Wonder if he's flying the plane. You get what I'm saying?
I don't know.
It seems to me we could find a way that no matter how dumb a pilot was, the first guy, or the second guy, who it was a weather problem.
Who is this guy?
You know, no matter how cloudy you see, you look at it, look at that. Oh, there's a big laser. I must be in the wrong area.
Right. Well,
and electrify it.
Yeah.
Make it like the electric fence.
So if the plane goes by, everybody would be hit like with a taser.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. A couple of former America West pilots were recently charged with operating a plane full of passengers while drunk.
I'll drink to that.
Their trial is now underway, and their defense lawyers are taking an interesting approach. For one thing, the lawyers argue that since the plane was being towed at the time, the pilots were not actually operating the plane, and that therefore the passengers weren't in danger. The plane was being readied for takeoff at Miami International as the red-eyed, boozy-smelling pilots boarded the plane. Security turned them in, and officials turned the plane around. The pilots' lawyers also argued that their clients were able to walk as well as any sober man.
I'll drink to that.
Did you read that they smelled the booze when they were going through security.
Security.
And, lawyers most of the time.
Lawyers suck. Legally drunk, both of them over .08.
They weren't operating the plane. No, they were readying it for takeoff.
One of them over .09. Both pilots now facing 5 years in prison because of that.
And I've got another thought now about security around D.C. with no flies on.
What?
Two words. Glass dome.
Around the whole city?
You know, like those things...
As far out as here?
You know, like in the old-time diners, right. Those things that they would put over the cake?
Like Dove under glass.
And, as I recall, I'm not sure, somebody's going to have to help me on this, a real Superman aficionado, but I believe that Superman had a tiny little city that he kept on his desk at the Fortress of Solitude.
Mm-hmm.
An entire society that was like under a cake
under
plate.
Glass. Would the bubble come out here this far?
We're
out in the suburbs,
cover the Beltway.
No, that would be really close to Dulles.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't have the thing out
It'd
here.
It'd be just downtown, just over the Capitol and
right.
The Senate. And
boy,
the
bubble, let's do it.
And the White House.
Could you make it so if we shook it up, it snowed?
No, because then people drive badly.
That's true.
A U.S. congressman says comedian Bill Maher is guilty of treason. Quote, I want him off the air.
Oh, yeah.
Alabama Republican Spencer Bacus didn't like Maher's joke about the Army missing its April recruiting goal.
A Republican from Alabama is mad at Bill Maher?
Hard to believe. Quoting Maher, more people joined the Michael Jackson fan club. We've done picked all the low-lying Lindy England fruit, and now we just need warm bodies. Quoting Congressman Bacchus, it borders on treason. One definition is to undermine the effort of our national security of our country.
Listen, Bill Maher is a lot of things.
Yeah.
He's only guilty of this. Boning Coco.
Guilty.
Mars. And I saw Coco on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh,
we had a picture of her on our website. Yeah. But, I mean, you saw the...
I did a little more research after that.
Yeah. I love you, Coco. Hey, Coco.
Mm-hmm. Hot Coco.
Hold on a second. Why is every phone line exploding?
I know, must be something important.
Was there a mistake made? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Impossible, Don.
Hello?
Hey, I just want to tell Don that's the city of Kandor.
Kandor.
Oh, it's all the Superman fans. Kandor, right? Kandor.
Our audience, you gotta love them.
Wasn't it originally a part of Krypton?
No. Yeah, it was.
See, if Kandor is where everybody is brutally honest.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate
that. All the fish in the Kandor. Sea of Kandor.
Remember, Superman used to lift up this little like cake tray. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That city is called the City of Kandor.
Kandor.
Yeah.
Can-do. It's a can-do city, Kandor.
You know what? Something I corrected myself when you were
Thank
playing
you for
it earlier.
Call.
When Bill Murray is looking at that lady in the green, it's not Mrs. Craig, which I've said for years. It's Mrs. Crane.
Oh, well, I've always thought you said Mrs. Crane.
No, I said Mrs. Craig. That's the way I always thought it was, and I was really kind of disappointed.
Don't matter.
I see you, Mrs. Crane. You're wearing green so you can hide. You're a tramp.
Oh, wait. I used to love Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
Bob Craig.
Bob Craig.
Where's that wrecking Craig?
Right next to that bird down there, the whooping Craig.
A way to stop the bad touch. That's our story. When we
That'll make you Craig your neck.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
Fantastic. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi,
parents,
there.
Parents, tell your kids that if a strange man tries to take them or touch them in a bad way, to kick him in the nads.
Yeah.
It worked this week for a 10-year-old boy in Seminole County, Florida. The boy's kicking leg was warmed up as he'd just been playing kickball. Suddenly, a man walked up behind the boy, covered his mouth, and tried to snatch him. The boy kicked the man in the groin hard. It worked. The bad man went away. Police are still looking for the perv who may still be limping.
Jesus, there's a lot of that happening in Florida.
And we hear more about it, but yeah, Florida's the capital.
Mm-hmm.
In sports, sure, sports rivalries are fun until three people wind up in the hospital, especially if one of them's a cop. It started in the friendly confines of Wrigley Field yesterday after a tense crosstown rivalry game between the Cubs and the White Sox.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's the interleague play, Yankees, Mets.
Don't Cub fans just hate it when the White Sox are playing good baseball?
Yes.
And it generally goes ignored by all of Chicago on the off chance that the White Sox do great.
Right.
It's always... The headline is always, Cubs, lovable Cubs lose again. And then down in the lower right-hand corner, very, very small letters, White Sox win 17-0.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard a perfect assessment of Chicago sports.
And then I just want to say, that's the way it should be also.
But your town plays into this, Mike. This cop was off duty, the one who got injured. He was working concessions at the game. A fan got angry when he saw the officer wearing a Boston Red Sox jersey.
Yeah.
Not knowing the hot dog vendor was also a cop, a fight ensued, but it continued even after the officer showed his badge. Turned into a melee with three people arrested and three in the hospital, one of them knocked out by a taser.
Here's what people don't know.
Taser?
We all carry badges.
Yeah. It's a little known secret.
Taser?
About the nation.
And finally, there's the new magazine.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I got news for you and everybody else. And I'm no giant Oakland Raiders fan.
Right, right.
It was Raider Nation before Red Sox Nation.
Okay. All right. Well,
now,
whatever.
I even get stuff now from Packers.com. Mm-hmm. Like, attention, Packers Nation.
Packers Nation.
Come on, stop it. It's Raider Nation.
It's Raider Nation?
Yes, it is.
It's stuck up there, though, Red Sox Nation.